Good morning again. We have a couple requests for time extensions. First one being a request for an extension of conditional use number 1681, the application of W. Edward Metz. On June 2nd, I wrote a memo to Dave with an attachment of my May 13th memo I sent. Mr. Metz and his surveyor had provided an update on the status of their project. It appeared that they needed a DLDOT approval and a DENREC approval to be able to start on their campground. They've done some physical work on the site and have started doing clearing, et cetera. In their design for, my understanding, in their design for their stormwater management, they were attempting in their design to utilize the existing bar pit on site that was originally a DLDOT bar pit, and that wasn't acceptable to the district, so they got delayed in design on their stormwater. They were working with DLDOT and they're working with DENREC on issues. As of today, after I wrote my memo, I received a correspondence by email from Department of Transportation. They have received their preliminary entrance of plan approval, so that is now approved. And they just need to bring in copies and get signatures. So really, they don't have DENREC to deal with today. And they're requesting a one-year time extension on their approval. Their original approval was June 5th of 2007. The commission's already granted two time extensions, and they're requesting a time extension through council.
The first two time extensions were granted for what reasons? Same reasons?
Basically the same.
We can't take
that. In this case, they got caught in the DLDOT's amendment to their regulations. Okay. They got caught in DENREC's amendment to the regulations, and they got caught with the district because they couldn't use the stormwater pond that existed.
In your mind, then, that these are legitimate?
On this application, I feel this one's legitimate.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
And again, they got down to one permit they need, and that's DENREC.
Okay.
And they're working with Byron Jefferson to get that completed.
All right.
Do you have a motion, Mr. Lank, or would you like us to wing it?
No, it would just, what's been done in the past has just been that the council would make a motion to grant a one-year time extension for this application.
A motion to second, grant a one-year time extension to Edward Metz for conditional use 1681. Any discussion? Take the vote, Ms. Diva?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The second item is a request to reconsider conditional use number 1819 filed on behalf of Canterbury Creek, care of Michael Rue. Mr. Rue went through the public hearing process with the Planning and Zoning Commission. He also was present when the commission considered it under old business. When he came to county council for public hearing, he didn't appear. Robin made the attempt to contact him and were unsuccessful. So the council denied their request based on lack of attendance by the applicant or representation and also for lack of a record. In my memo to Dave on June 2nd, we had received a copy through administration on April 29th of 2010. A request from Mr. Roof for reconsideration to allow him to go back for a public hearing before council. His reason stated that
he forgot.
Council had denied his request. Had, and this is from his letter, had we been formally instructed to attend the council meeting, we would most certainly have been there.
You do formally.
For whatever reason, we did not receive any notification whatsoever after the planning and zoning approval. We had every intention of completing the process and obviously doing whatever necessary to expedite the process so we could confidently expand our new business. They receive a formal notice in letter format attached, describing the both hearing dates, and attached to that letter is a copy of each public hearing.
I mean, this, what you gave us.
Good. Everybody's the same.
Mm-hmm. They get this, right?
They get that plus the two public notices.
Which tells them the first hearing was March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And our hearing was going to be April 13th.
Right.
And the very next paragraph said it's necessary for the applicant to be present or represented by an agent or attorney before the hearing, both hearings.
Right.
So the same letter that tells them that, they got it for the, they got planning and zoning, didn't they?
Yeah, went to planning and zoning, also attended the old business when we didn't notify them when the old business hearing was.
Is that a formal way of doing it? I think, let me ask you, have we ever done it before? I can't remember extending.
If it's been years, if it came up, it typically doesn't come up.
Can we give them expedited review?
Well, the only difference would be if you decide, you can deny a request or you can defer.
You could approve
whichever. All you're doing is asking for reconsideration of a public hearing before council.
Right.
Commission's already made a recommendation. So our process is shorter, and it would just be a scheduling of an additional public hearing before council, and we hold a public hearing.
That would be
on the same
expedited.
Case.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Moore, is there any drawbacks by doing this kind of thing? Are ramifications, unknown ramifications?
It's been denied. I mean, unringing the bell, basically.
Right, and I am unaware of any procedure in the code that allows us to basically unring the bell. I also conferred with Mr. Robertson to ask him if he was aware of any procedure, and likewise he concurred that there is no procedure set forth in the code for that.
Well, it doesn't seem to be a hardship. I mean, we like to use that word hardship. The hardship is that he didn't read the first notice properly or he didn't understand it. I don't know. Everybody else seems to. But
I was going to say, it seems pretty self-explanatory to me.
And it would set a precedent, again, that, you know, people start missing these things or we, like, say, undoing decisions. So I can't remember one. If it has, like you said, years ago. But
so if we take no action, it's just over with, right?
We are guaranteed that he did get a letter. Is that right?
Yep.
He's not disputing that.
Absolutely certain he did get a letter.
It was mailed.
He wouldn't have shown up.
He came to the first
hearing. He came landing his own
hearing.
He showed up. Well, then he's guilty. Huh?
Didn't realize. Yeah.
Mr. Lang, do we need to take action on the request?
We do anything or just let it?
Well, it'd be better for the record if you took action and rejected a request for a time extension.
Does it have to be done?
Or a request for a year.
Does it have to be done in an affirmative fashion, or can we just make a motion to deny the request?
Yeah, that can, in this case, he's requesting specifically a reconsideration.
Make a motion to negative
either way.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole to deny the request. I have a second by Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? Take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Back again.
Keep breaking.
We have two items of old business this morning. First one is change of zone number 1670, the application of Nantego Properties LLC. An application to amend the zoning map from a MRRPC, medium density to residential district, residential planned community, to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Land lying southeast of Route 24, approximately 2,500 feet westerly of Route 5 and Road 297. 297 also referred to as Old Orchard Road, and to be located on 19.541 acres, more or less. And that was, I believe, stated change of zone 1670. The Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 25th. Council held a public hearing on April 13th. Planning and Zoning Commission made a recommendation on April 22nd. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1670 for Nantego Properties LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property that is the subject of this application is part of an existing and integrated C1 and MRRPC project. This change in zone is a reconfiguration of that project, adding additional CR1 land to the existing C1 area of land. The neighborhood and other adjacent and surrounding properties will not be adversely affected by this rezoning, given the overall nature of the entire project. Uses on surrounding properties and its location in relation to Route 24 and the intersection with Oak Orchard Road. Three, the project will be served by the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, owned and operated by Sussex County. It will also be served by Central Water. Four, this expansion of the existing commercial area satisfies the purposes of the zoning ordinance and the CR1 district by promoting the orderly growth of the county and by providing a site along a major collector highway where there are existing commercial and service activities. Five, the applicant should be aware that since this rezoning application is for a single contiguous area of land, the commission is going to apply the requirements of section 115-83.3 regarding large-scale uses to any building or grouping of buildings that exceed 75,000 square feet in size on the entire area of the rezoning. Six, because this rezoning will result in a change to the existing MRRPC that was approved as change of zone 1605, the applicant will be required to submit a revised site plan to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the RPC. At that time, the commission will determine whether the revised site plan complies with the approval and conditions of change of zone 1605 or whether it is a material change requiring a new public hearing on the RPC. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Any questions of Mr. Council, Mr. Rank?
This is a busy area. Now, you're saying 74 acres is the RPC? I don't have a drawing. I can't remember.
No, the 19 acres is the expansion of the commercial area.
All right, yeah, just show us the drawings there if you got something real quick.
I don't think I have anything in color.
That's all right.
If you can see this or not.
We just, because
the rectangle,
right,
is already zone C1.
Right.
The brighter area is the area that they expand. It's expanding depth and width across the front.
Okay.
And it provides for interconnectivity,
okay,
to the commercial piece on the adjacent property to get out to Oak Orchard.
It still doesn't affect the back part.
No, the back part stays the same.
That stays the same.
This little piece right across here.
Just what's fronting on 24.
Mm-hmm.
This, what you see is shaded, is a taking from the MRRPC district.
Okay.
So this will be reduced in size of number of units. And this provides for the interconnectivity to Oak Orchard Road. That was their,
okay,
biggest point for their,
all
request.
Right. I remember now, okay.
Goodness, sorry about that.
Who's back?
Any more questions?
No, I know what we're talking about now.
No objection, Mr. Moore, will you read the heading?
Okay, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to a CR1, commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 15.8609 acres, more or less. I would remind council when they vote to please give the reasons for your vote, and if you're giving part of your reasons based on the recommendations of planning and zoning, that it would be advisable to adopt those findings of planning and zoning.
Entertain a motion.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance for change of zone 1670. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll vote yes, based on the findings of the Planning and Zoning Commission as enumerated by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
For the reason of?
Planning and zoning.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. It's compatible with the adjacent and surrounding properties.
I also vote yes. It is compatible with surrounding properties and planning and zoning recommended yes. So we have
Mr. Holtz.
I vote yes. It's appropriate use recommended by planning and zoning. Motion carried.
Next.
The second application is conditional use number 1827. It's the application of Dry Dock Incorporated, It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a nonprofit facility intended for a meeting place to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.436 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Road 277, also known as Angola Road, 450 feet southeast of Route 24. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application April 22nd of 2010. Council held public hearing on May 11th of 2010. Commission rendered their decision on May 13th of 2010. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1827 for Dry Dock Incorporated for a nonprofit facility meeting place based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this application is for the renovation and limited expansion of a use that has been in existence for many years. The applicant is seeking to replace an existing building that is no longer suitable for meetings with one that is specifically designed for that use. Two, the use as a nonprofit facility used as a meeting place is of a public character that is a benefit to all residents of Sussex County, particularly those in the eastern part of the county. Three, the approval of this conditional use will result in a more suitable building for meetings. Traffic and parking will be improved over what currently exists. Four, the project will be served as part of the county's Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District and adequate sewer capacity is available for it. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to meetings for charitable nonprofit organizations only. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or Angola Road. D, the project shall be connected to county sewer. The applicant shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements for connection to the district. E, stormwater management on the site shall comply with all DENREC and Sussex Conservation District requirements. F, the site plan and use shall comply with all Sussex County parking requirements as set forth in the county zoning code. Final site plan shall clearly delineate all parking areas. G, the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for the site. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Questions?
Any questions for Mr. Lang? Council prepared to move forward?
Yes.
Okay. Read the title, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nonprofit facility meeting place to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.436 acres, more or less, subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to meetings for charitable nonprofit organizations only. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, any security lighting shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties on Angola Road. D, the project shall be connected to county sewer. The applicant shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements for connection to the district. E, stormwater management on the site shall comply with all DENREC and Sussex Conservation District's requirements. F, the site plan in use shall comply with all Sussex County parking requirements as set forth in county zoning code. The final site plan shall clearly delineate all parking areas. G, the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for the site. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Could I get that motion from council?
I'll make the motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Any discussion from council? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I vote yes for the reasons given and with conditions put on it by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, it's an expansion of a use that has been in existence for years at that site, so it's not going to have a negative effect on the community.
Mr. Vincent?
It is an expansion of an existing already use on that site, and the P&amp;Z recommended approval. I vote yes.
Based on its history, it's appropriate use based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning. I vote yes as well. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lang.